This is CliffCentral.com.
We have Anthea, because there's no Ben today. Ben is away. I think he's hobnobbing with Gary Player.
He's driving some garden route.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah. I just heard cars and sport and my mind spasmed when he was speaking. So.
She works hard for my money, Anthea. She works hard for your money, Anthea. She works hard for her money, so we better treat her right, Anthea.
That's right. Okay, here she is. Hey, Anthea, what's up?
Good morning. That is still my favorite version of
it. Yes, indeed. So how was your weekend?
It was a good weekend, busy weekend. Little half marathon yesterday.
Just a little half.
Wow, Anthea. Wow.
Are you sore?
I'm a little bit achy, yes.
I don't know why you do that to yourself.
What's a half marathon? How long is that?
21.1 kilometers.
Alrighty.
Oh, Jesus.
What were you guys doing this weekend?
Just nothing.
Not running.
I feel like a completely useless individual.
Putting a
dent
in my sofa.
All right. Let's get into some money. We were talking about the Reserve Bank last week. CPI inflation came in at the middle of the Saab target, 4.5%. So
which
what does that mean?
Which is exactly what they wanted, right?
Okay.
4 months now they've been telling us that they don't want it to be at the higher end of 6%. They want it to be in the middle. And Lesetša Kanyaho, who was in Davos last week, went on TV, Bloomberg TV, and said he was very happy about this because this gives him a bit of leeway, margin of safety to play with. And that really was because of those petrol price cuts that we had at the end of last year. So making a huge difference on inflation and for the consumer in general, I think. So that's nice to know. I mean, I think the rand will still face headwinds. You know, when we saw the US-China trade talks happening or stalling, I should say, or going into aggressive mode or whatever you want to call it, we did see emerging market currencies come under a lot of pressure. So we're still a little bit nervous about that. But yeah, generally, I think that's great news. And in fact, the market reacted quite positively last week. And even the rand was a bit stronger, despite a shock to the retail companies reporting shocking results again last week.
Uh-huh.
We had the main ones were probably Massmart, ShopRite, AVI. Mm. And they're slightly different because they're all in different categories. So Massmart is its earnings per share is highly leveraged because it's low margin business, high volume business. Any change in the economy is felt quite significantly, or any decline in their sales is felt significantly. Massmart share was down 21% in one day when it put out its trading statement.
All right, so this is always
week.
Where if something drops by 21%, it either represents an opportunity to buy, as some people might have
or
it.
Or don't catch a falling knife.
Or, yeah, stay the hell out of the way. And if you've got anything, offload quickly.
So I think it will depend on exactly where the problem is. You know, so Massmart said that Black Friday sales weren't too bad. But this was a problem with the consumer. And if you think the consumer is going to turn around and start spending, then I would be buying Massmart shares, actually.
But that's probably not going to happen.
Well, CPI is now lower. The rand's a bit stronger. Is it going to happen? I don't think.
Not in the first quarter.
No, that's true. You know, there's no reason for us to go out shopping. It's not like we're getting Christmas bonuses. It's not like we're feeling richer. In fact, I think everyone really is feeling poorer. In general, it just feels like wage increases haven't kept up. The petrol price has been difficult. We got a VAT increase last year. We got an interest rate hike last year. We're definitely poorer, even if you're not feeling it, I think, actually, on average. There's no reason for the consumer to go out shopping. So, unfortunately, you know, maybe stay away from Massmart a bit longer. But it's a good company. It does supply to the right side of the market. So if there is a turnaround, This is highly leveraged to a turnaround, so yeah, I would watch it. Any sign of a turnaround, buy Massmart shares, basically.
ShopRite.
Yes, because that's the other one I mentioned. Sorry.
Yeah.
So ShopRite also put out a trading statement last week. The share was down almost 6% post this release. Group headline earnings per share came in below expectations again. And again, this is largely due to a poorer performing South African consumer. So their other markets, the other African markets, performed fine.
Mm-hmm.
But again, South Africa was the problem. And then, you know, even AVI, so they do luxury brands, a terrible set of results. And the one thing about AVI we've always known is that they've got really good management and they're in a relatively resilient consumer sector, you know, the higher LSM. And even that couldn't save them. So I think things are very difficult in South Africa.
What's AVI all about? Just remind me.
So they have luxury brands. I forget what the brand is called. I can see the shop. It's a kind of high-end fashion retailer.
Oh, okay.
I've just forgotten the name now. What's
maybe Sia knows. Sia knows all the high-end fashion.
Oh, does he?
The Googler is helping me out.
Oh, yes, go Google.
All right, well, we'll get back to that.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just talk about Vodacom quickly, because they reported.
Yeah.
Vodacom really, I don't know whether management in Vodacom are even awake.
Yeah. So already they're in a difficult Already they're in a difficult sector, right? So the mobile telecoms business, which is kind of, you know, this voice data nonsense is a sunset industry. Data, they have to do something about it. It's a problem. It's a real problem. And, I mean, let's start at the beginning. So, first of all, revenue was up 1.5% to 23 billion rand for the quarter.
So, it's up.
But South Africa again performed poorly. And then they also said that they were worried about this charter coming out on the 1st of March where they have to get approval from users when they go out of bundle, you know, to charge them more money. And that'll be a huge negative impact on their revenue.
Yeah, because they just basically steal your money if they don't have to ask your permission.
That's right, because if you go out of bundle, the data costs you ridiculous amounts.
And they just charge it. You don't get to say, oh, hang on, I didn't know I was out of bundle. Stop.
Yeah, exactly.
The default is they just charge.
A higher charge, and then you get your bill at the end of the month.
So, I mean, basically they're cross because they're going to be stopped from stealing. But here's the problem, right? Vodacom has had a really good ride for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an incredible ride. They've done extremely well. They became the biggest and most powerful new telecoms business in South Africa. And management isn't important when things are going well. Of course, it helps to have good management. But really, really good management is necessary when things aren't going so well. That's when you need leadership. That's when you need people who are visionaries, who can steady the ship, who can think about and innovate in new areas and grow the business in places it hasn't been grown before. I've got to say, I don't think Shameel Joosub and his current crew are any good at any of this. I think that they are precisely the second or third generation of leaders that they seem to be. They're people who've just been in the organization a long time. They're not particularly visionary. They cave whenever there's political pressure. They seem desperate to try and find ways by either coercing customers or by complaining when customers assert their rights. It doesn't seem to me that this is a company on the up and up. I wouldn't want to invest with them.
And you're absolutely right, because they've got competition, right? So they've got all these lower data provider competition coming in.
Like Rain and these kinds of guys. And those are precisely the reasons and the times where you should be behind visionary
innovation,
management.
That's right.
Management who know what they're doing. These guys are not that. They're weak.
And then just to support your argument, you know this disagreement they've got with the guy that started Please Call Me? They still haven't settled.
Yeah. Well, again, that just shows you've got a bunch of lingerers and people who've been hanging around Vodacom's head office for too long. Clean out, put in some fresh leadership. If you're on the board of Vodacom and you're listening to us now, you are responsible for what's going on at the moment. And if revenue's up, it's a miracle, because revenue's going to decline soon.
And even subscribership is up. How's that for a nice surprise?
Well, that's just because they're more people. That's got nothing to do with Vodacom being brilliant.
Right. And then shall we move on to another like innovative tech company, Naspers?
Okay.
Because they got approval last week to list MultiChoice separately on the JSE, which will happen on the 27th of February.
Mm-hmm.
The CEO said the company is very proud to have built MultiChoice into a major success in inverted commas.
Uh-oh.
And that it is well placed for the future.
Yeah, sure.
I want to talk about something.
Well, let's just talk about the fact that, can I give you an opinion first?
Please,
and then we can talk about the facts. The fact is that this is an untested hypothesis that MultiChoice can survive on its own without NASPAS money. We don't actually know that for a fact. We don't. We're not sure.
MultiChoice is a hugely cash generative business. So
okay, but compared to all the other things at Tencent and in this case NASPAS, oh no, it's not really.
Okay.
And here's the opinion part. Has it worked for the people who bought those BEE shares some time ago?
No.
How's it turned out for them?
That has been the worst because they declared this year that they were not paying a dividend. And the one thing about those BEE shares is that actually it was dividend rich. So you were on a, last year, 13% dividend yield. Suddenly this year, zero.
So if that's any indication, and it's a pretty good place to go and look, because there we had shares that were bought super cheap, that were given away almost, and people expected dividends, there's nothing.
It depends on when you bought it, but if you bought it now, yeah, for sure, you'd be getting no dividends. I want to talk about subscription sharing, because I discovered last week that if you're first of all, how many of you still have DSTV?
I do, and I think I know what you're going to say about the sharing, and we actually do that too.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so interesting, because you can get up to four devices
mm-hmm.
on your one subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you can give it to your mother, wherever
yeah.
she is, your brother or sister, and then only pay one subscription.
So it's a loophole I don't think MultiChoice has already dealt with or seen coming. But yeah, on one account, and their logic is you pay for one account and you can watch it on your TV, your iPad, your phone on the go. But meanwhile, people are now just giving it to their friends. So I'm like one of five.
But absolutely, because you can just put it on your iPad and AirPlay it if you have
yeah.
an Apple TV or whatever it is, right? So I believe a couple of people are now doing this. How bad is that for a business model?
Oopsie. Yeah. Well, we ain't complaining because
okay,
it works for us.
Well, can MultiChoice survive as a separate listed entity, really?
I'm not sure.
If
because I think
if it wasn't,
you know,
part of NASPAS, it wouldn't have got this far. We know TV's not making money.
Yeah.
The only place that is sport. And even that, their revenues are tiny.
But that's the thing, right? It's people like my father who are addicted to his sport and retired, so there's nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
He has to have his DSTV subscription. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it for anything. So,
nope.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't
a problem.
It. Would you buy shares in this?
No.
Not a chance. Neither would I.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, the good thing for Naspers last week was that China came out and approved online gaming for Tencent. And really, this MultiChoice listing will give Naspers more money, more cash to invest in its kind of core business, if you like. So it really is doing what consumers or shareholders have been asking it to do for a while now, and that's to break up the company because, you know, there's a huge discount to their Tencent holding. So the whole of Naspers is approximately, and I want to get this number right, $28 billion worth $28 billion less than just its holding in Tencent.
Hmm.
So there's a problem there, right? I mean, if you just add up the sum of the parts,
yeah.
it doesn't make sense. So there we go. I mean, I think that, you know, the CEO was saying it's about consolidating technologies, harnessing artificial intelligence, blah, 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 taking full control of their classifieds business. So I think good for Naspers that they are kind of breaking it up into its different parts.
Okay.
And then lastly, I guess we must talk a little bit about Davos because all the global leaders are there and giving their opinion.
Go on.
And the general feeling is we're slowing. So global growth is slowing. But still growing. That's kind of the catchphrase. You know, even Christine Lagarde said, the bottom line is after 2 years of strong expansion, the world economy is growing more slowly. So it's just not growing at that great pace that it was previously. And on top of that, the risks are rising. And one of my favorite investors, Ray Dalio, points out that he's more worried about the next downturn because these risks are policy risks. And so it's not so much about the economy, but it's about politicians making stupid decisions. And that's going to be a big thing. And if you think about it like that, the world, we haven't really given the global economy much of a chance, as you like. So kind of raising interest rates or lowering interest rates, the tools that you have to stimulate an economy are just not at where they should be. So if we do have a downturn too soon, you could see some problems. Hmm. I mean, so great that the U.S. government shutdown is now over this week. Thank
goodness. Right, that is good news.
Yeah. And in fact, Asian markets are already trading higher this morning, and I think you'll see a bounce in the JSE as well. But we're not in a position, we're not in a strong enough position from an economic policy-making point of view to actually handle a recession. So I think the next one's going to be, it's going to be tough. Let's just hope it's not
so soon.
What do these
guys do at Davos? I mean, have you been?
No.
Do you know what happens there? Really?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the real deal?
I was out on Friday with somebody who has been to Davos, and he was telling me that it's really funny because everybody walks into the room and goes, "Do you know who I am?" And then somebody else comes along and goes, "But do you know who I am?" Oh. And it's just a
big
whole lot of
BSDs.
All going, "I am so important, let me tell you what I think." And the networking. And, it's hilarious. Hmm. The only person apparently who hides away from it all, of course, is our very, very lovely Jack Ma, who apparently likes rock music and would prefer to go into one of the après ski bars and hide and listen to rock music.
And it makes me like him even more.
Yeah.
But his net worth was already enough for me to like him a lot.
All right, very good. Thank you, Anthea.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks very much. Have a good week.
That is The Money Shot. Next week, we've got to reveal who the winner is in that Easy Equities Trader Competition.
That's right. Yes. This is the last 2 days or something, last 3 days.
I think you can still try if you want to try for 2 days. Why the hell not? You might just
pick a speculative stock and go for it.
There we go. Now, who knows? If you'd chosen Massmart, you would have been in big trouble, right?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. That would have been ugly. Any of the retailers, actually.
Any of the retailers,
speaking.
Yeah.
And thanks.
We were quite bullish on them in December, remember, but you did say.
Because we saw those retail numbers.
Yeah,
remember
sure.
When we saw 2.2% coming out before we even had Black Friday? We're going, who's spending the money and where's it going? Anyway, now we know it didn't work.
Well, if you want to know more, go to cliffcentral.com and you'll find the Money Shot page. You'll also find the Easy Equities competition and you can try. What the hell? You got 2 days and then we'll reveal the big winner. On Monday next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.